the phrase parent-child relationship really encompasses two topics. The child's attitude, approach, chiyuvim to parents, and additionally, the parent's attitude, approach, and chiyuvim to the child. So tonight, Be'ezus Hashem Bli Neder, we're going to try to focus on the first of the two, and then Od Chazon LeMoed, hopefully to be mashlem with the second. In the context of Dinei Hashavas Aveda and the triaging in terms of Hashavas Aveda, so the Mishnah in Bava Metzia famously speaks of that Avedas Oviv, Avedas Rabo, that Avedas Oviv, the special chiyuv that a child has vis-a-vis parents is Shekein Oviv. Again, Oviv in this context means Oviv equally Imo. Hevio lidei chayo olam hazeh. The mechayiv of Kibbut Avaim is that Oviv imo heviuhu lidei chayo olam hazeh. That our parents are responsible for our being alive. Now, there are many fundamental, both philosophical and practical implications to that. So let's try to unpack a little bit that mechayev of hevio lidei chayolam hazeh. First of all, it very axiomatically reflects an affirmation of life, the goodness of life. To be alive, to exist, is a blessing, is tov. The Rambam says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Avi Kol Tuvi Al Panacha, I'll let you have a both panoramic and detailed understanding of Kol Tuvi, all my goodness. What that refers to is Metzius. Because as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, Vayalukim Kitov, Vayalukim Kitov, and upon completion of the Bria, Vayalukim Eskolesha Osimine Tov Ma'od, Metzius is Tov. The Ramban, famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, Ve'en lanu tam acher ba'yitzira ha'rishona ve'en la'elyon betachtonim chefetz mulvad zeh she'yeda ha'odam ve'yoda le'lokov she'bero'o. A person should know Yoda, presumably, both in the sense of here following up on Yeda, should express gratitude, should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created him. Shekein Hevio Lidei Chayolam Hazeh is a Mechayev in Kibbut Avaim, because axiomatically, we recognize life, existence, as pure bracha, as tremendous bracha. And memela, other ve'imo, who are the agents, who are the shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in giving us that gift, that's mechayev in Kibbut Avaim. It's also implicit that this is an awareness that we instinctively feel that it's good to be alive, that it's a blessing, that life is a gift is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to viscerally, instinctively appreciate. I'm chayev of Shekein Hevi'o Lidei Chayei Olam Hazeh also underscores the fact that we shouldn't take this blessing of life for granted. We should live with a sense of being gifted, of being blessed. It's all too easy and all too common to take the greatest of gifts for granted and to live with a sense of entitlement. A mechayev that we're obligated in kibud av va'em. Shekein hevi'u lidei chayei olam hazeh underscores the fact that we should have no sense of entitlement, and because of that, and when there's no sense of entitlement, so then a person appreciates, recognizes, and appreciates gifts. So it's important to understand. Imagine the following. Hopefully, never real, only hypothetical scenario. Imagine that there's a mix-up in the nursery in the hospital, and the mothers go home with the wrong children, and the child grows up till age 20, 30, 40. Never knowing and certainly never having interacted with his parents, with his actual parents, the chi of kibud av va'em is unaffected. The most basic level and of mechayev in kibud av va'em is before and without anything our parents do for us. Before and without anything our parents do in raising us, in caring for us, in supporting us, before and without even invoking any of that, there's already a mechayev of kibud av va'em. Just by virtue of being our parents, this mechayev has, again, both it implies an attitude as well as is responsible for a dimension, practically, of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. The Chayei Adam writes, HaKibud, kibud av va'em, expresses itself b'machshava u'b'maisur v'dibur. It's not only speaking respectfully to our parents. It's not only rendering service to our parents, but kibud av va'em is b'machshava. Machshava here, clearly from the hemshech and the Chayei Adam, means attitude. V'hainu yichabid b'machshava. I skipped the line. The ein loma shebelibo ube'enav heim nivzim rak shemachabed osam bedvarim im kein heim shavim be'enav kamahu sharei gam hu nivzer be'enav. אלא על כוחנו דרות סלומה שמחדם בליבו שהם חשובים בעיניו ובליבו. תהיינו שידמה בעיניו שהם גדולים ונכבדי אורץ. We look to our parents as being gedolim v'nechbadi aretz. Now, what does that mean? So, in a very different context, the Sfasemis, he's commenting on the drashas Chazal. Rashi quotes in Chumash, "B'chol yom yuvei nechik hachadoshim." He says, "Al kochach." If the Torah tells us to view Divrei Torah every day as kechadoshim, the Torah is not telling us to sort of live in a fictional reality. If b'chol yom yuvenach kechadoshim, it means there's a certain koach hischadshus. There's a certain hischadshus that a person can tap into in Divrei Torah. There's no such thing as the Torah telling us. Well, really it's nighttime, but yuvaynecha that it's daytime. No, if it's nighttime, so let's deal with the fact that it's nighttime. If b'chol yom yuvaynecha kechadoshim, so it means there is this dimension of chidush and hischadshus in the Divrei Torah. Transposing that yisod, applying that yisod in our context. Because our parents, for us, are our source of life, but the ones who are the shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who were the shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in granting us life. So they are, because of that, they are gedolim v'nechbadei oretz for us. It's not a fictional lens that we're supposed to operate with. Chai Odom continues, well actually, that's the previous sifn of Chai Odom. Yisocher pi dover sheker, right, may the mouth of those who speak falsehood be closed, be shut. Ha'omim she'enom tzrichim lahachzik tova la'ova aim, ki lahanos atzvam hoyu mechavnim, u'memele nolad. When the child was conceived, who says the parents were motivated altruistically? Well, maybe it was lahanos atzvam hayu mechavnim. U'mimeila nolad. V'kevin shenolad mehem, nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu hateva, sha'od v'ha'em yigadlu b'neihem. And then subsequently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who embedded the parental instinct. So what hakaras hatov does one owe one's parents when they're just acting instinctively? So the Chai Odom says, Yisocher pido v'sheker. May they be silenced. Yisalmon v'yishtakrun v'yischarshun. Heim ba'atzma me'idim aleim shehem kebehemu. You know, one shudders after hearing those lashonos in the Chai Odom. One shudders to ask, "What's fucking wrong with that argument? What is wrong with that argument?" So I remember as a child, the Rav saying that when someone does something good, we don't scrutinize and analyze the person's actions. The person does something good, so we owe him the recognition, the acknowledgement of what was done. Person does something which seems not good. Okay, so then the mitzvah of being down the kapschus, whatever the pirtei hadin are. But when someone does something good, one doesn't look to scrutinize, to analyze. Ad kan dvarav. And clearly, this is the darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, hundreds of years later, was afraid of the schus that Og Melech HaBoshen had from Vayavo HaPolit Vayagi La'avim Oivri. If one doesn't need to delve too deeply or scrutinize too carefully Og's motives, and Afal Pichein, this schus carried him for hundreds of years, Ad Gilekach, that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reassure him, Al Tira Osa. Because he was afraid that he was going to go up against that schus HaMitzvah. When people do something good, we acknowledge it as such, and it's a mechayev in HaKadosh HaTov. Clearly, this has implications which are broader, much broader than just keep it over aim. I don't know, let's say a person's at a chasana, and the waiter comes and serves. I don't know, so sometimes there's an attitude, you know, the waiter's getting paid, and A, he's getting paid, so there is remuneration. And B, that's what he's there for. He's there because he wants to earn a few dollars. So we just sort of take the soup. We take the chicken. But it's not the right attitude. A person is doing a satova. One doesn't scrutinize what his motives are. There's a kares hatov. There's a thank you very much. The Rambam Hilchos Mamrim quotes the famous from Gemara in Kiddushin, at heichan hu kibud avayim, afilu natlu kis shel zehuvim shalom, they take his wallet, v'hishlichu b'fonav layam lo yachlem osam, v'lo yitzak b'fnehem, v'lo yichos kenegdam, ela yikabel gzeres hakosuv v'yishtog. The Rambam continues, "But heichan moron? What's the how far does mora of va'im extend? What are the outer limits of mora of va'im? But heichan moron? I feel the hoya lovish begodim chamudos, wearing expensive, beautiful clothing. V'yoshev berosh b'fnei akohol, and is sitting in a position of honor." In public, uva ovi v'ima v'koru b'gadu v'hikuhu al rosho v'yoku b'fonov lo yachlem osam ela yishtog v'yira v'yifchad v'yifachad v'melech malchay ha'melochem shetzivo b'chach. So it's clear from the Lashonos and the Rambam, yikabel gzeres hakosu v'yishtog yira that everything that we said until now, which I think would have led us to classify kibud av va'im as a mishpat, something that svara dictates, but clearly the Rambam says there is a dimension of chok to the mitzvah as well. The lashon of yikabel, person is mekabel something which goes against the grain, requires a kabbalah. That's what the semantics of kabbalah are in this context. And al achas kam v'kama, the way the Rambam says, ela yishtag v'yiba v'yifachin mimalach malachayim lochem shetzivor b'chach. One doesn't have a normal, natural instinct in that context for kavod v'moda, but one has to be machnia himself to perform Kodesh Baruch Hu. He explains it differently than we're discussing it now, but Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the mitzvahs Chazal say that were given b'mora was kibud av v'aim. The question is where Chazal see in the pasuk of Shom Som L'Chokum Mishpat V'Shom Nisahu, where do they see an allusion to kibud av v'aim? So Yosef Engel says because kibud av v'aim to Chazal darshan Shom Som L'Chokum Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah which is both chok and mishpat. And the kibud av v'aim is both. So everything we've discussed until now, notwithstanding, but it's crucial that we also recognize that kibud av v'aim, mora av v'aim, is a chok. There are times when everything we said notwithstanding what the Torah expects of us goes beyond what our natural moral instinct would reveal to us. It's very important to understand, we're not going to talk about it because it needs to be talked about in a very personalized, individualized sense. Obviously, there are situations, Rahman al-Atlan, where parents can be controlling. There are situations, Rahman al-Atlan, where parents can be abusive. And obviously, those types of behavior have very real implications in terms of kibud av v'aim, if the relationship is one where there's toxicity. So obviously that all that has very real implications, and a person needs to get personalized guidance. Nothing we're saying is intended to suppress questions and shailas and looking for guidance in such situations. The other dimension here, and it's something again which is fundamental to kibud av v'aim, but also with broader applications as well, is that yes, on one level, the kavod and mora are directed to our parents, but ultimately the kavod and mora are being directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something which is not only philosophically important, it's also psychologically very important. Because again, there are times when the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim doesn't come so easily, doesn't flow so naturally. And the awareness that ultimately the kavod and mora Ata HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishtog V'yira V'yafachid Mimalach Malachayim Lachem Shetzivah B'chach makes all the difference in terms of our ability to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Ron Kiddushin says, I think it's Rav Yosef, Kishama kol kari de'ime, when he would hear his mother's footsteps, he would hear his mother approaching, he was able to recognize and distinguish her footsteps from those of other people. Omar, he would say, Eiko mekame shchina da'asya. Let me stand up. One of the expressions of Kibud Av V'Em is to stand for one's parents. But he didn't say Eikom Mekame, my mother, but Eikom Mekame Shechina Da'asya. Well, let me stand up in the presence of the approaching Shechina. So two important yesodos emerge from this Gemara. Yesod number one is that there is an additional machayev in Kibud Av V'Em. It doesn't have to be present, but in 99% plus of cases, it is present. Which is that in addition to just the very fact of paternity, maternity, the very fact of parenthood of Shekain, hey bi'uhu lidei chayolim haza, the additional machayev of Kibud Av V'Em is everything that our parents do for us and did for us from the time we were born. The nurturing, all the devoted care, the support. And in fact, when the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Shorshei HaMitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, Bishorshei mitzvah zo, shevoi lo l'odem sheyakev v'yigmol chesed l'mi she'osa imo tova. V'l'iya novol u'menakev v'kfui tova. Shezo mido ro'o u'me'usa b'tachlis lifnei elukim v'anoshim. V'sheyiten el libo ki ha'ova heim heim sibas hayoso ba'olam. That's mechayim number one. V'alkein be'emes ro'i lo lasos lohem kol kovod v'chol to'ela sheyuchal ki heim hevi'u la'olam. Again, repeating Mechayim number one. Gam yogu bo kamo yegios bekatnusa. Mechayim number two. But additionally, with this Gemara Kiddushin, what Rav Yosef expresses is something profound. So how does that translate into Mekame Shechina Da'asya? Rav Yosef viewed and understood that in this instance it was his mother, but not La'afuke, the father. He saw his mother as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissary, as the Shluach Derachmona to bestow chesed. The Chovas Alvavos has this idea in Shara Bechina. When he talks about that we should discern Chochmas Hashem in the Briya, Chesed Hashem in the Briya. So the Chovas Alvavos writes, V'achakein yachzak gufo liros hamarim v'lishma akolos. When the infant grows, becomes a little bit older of a baby, and then a toddler. V'yitznehu ha'elokim l'chein ul'chesed l'racham in b'lev yoldov. So our parents, in their love for us, bestow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love upon us. Our parents, in their devotion to us, in their rachmanos, in their chanina, are reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanos and chanina upon us. And that's what Rav Yosef said, and that's what Rav Yosef recognized, Kishama kol kari de imei oma eko mekame shchina da asya. You know, real life doesn't always, maybe doesn't ever, is a more accurate way of saying it, correspond to, I don't know, storybook depictions of life. And in real life, family relationships are often complicated. One potential source of tension or of friction sometimes there can be a significant religious gap between children and parents. Perhaps the child is more religious, the parents less religious. Well, maybe it's even more dramatic than that. Maybe the child is religious, is Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and the parents, not at all. How does the Torah expect us to navigate in such a situation that gap and the potential for tension that exists there, not diminish or chas v'shalom worse, preclude the kibud of aim, and even more basically the basic normal human emotional attachment and love that should and does exist in the overwhelming majority of cases. So the answer is that relationships are supposed to be nuanced. When we have relationships, be they familial relationships, as is our focus now, be they collegial relationships, relationships can and should be nuanced. Love for one's parents doesn't imply that one endorses every decision one's parents make. Love for one's parents doesn't imply that one endorses every action, every value the parents have. We live in a very superficial world. So, but basically, we divide the world into heroes and villains, and we idolize our heroes, and demonize our villains. And the reality is that, generally speaking, our heroes are not the 100% pure paragons of virtue and saintliness that we make them out to be. And that our demons are not the evil incarnate that we depict them to be either. maintaining, cultivating family ties doesn't, again, even though there's a religious gap between parents and children, that's what we're talking about, so let's restrict ourselves to that for the moment. Again, there's no implied imprimatur on everything. The child loves the parents in that capacity as parents. And there's no contradiction between difference in values, difference in level of religious commitment, and mutual love between the parents and children. But it requires a rejection of superficiality and embracing nuance to appreciate that fact. And here too, again, as with so much, and with this we'll stop for tonight, as with so much that we discussed in context of Kibbutz of Aim, the implications and applications are much broader than just our relationship with our parents. This understanding that relationships are nuanced, and one can maintain a healthy, normal child-parent relationship, religious differences notwithstanding.